WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The TxDOT Bryan District Office has been removing political campaign signs that were placed illegally.
We don't want to have to get out and take these signs up. But if a sign is placed in the right-of-way or it's posing a traffic hazard, TxDOT will remove it without prior notice.
Spokesman Bob Caldwell says if your sign is missing, you should contact their office. Citizens who are concerned about signs can also call their office, and they'll go out and take a look at it. A reminder that putting campaign signs on public land is illegal, and city ordinances should be followed when placing a sign inside of incorporated city limits. The Bryan School District's communications director says all seems normal at Bryan High as he was checking out the campus yesterday afternoon on the day that what was believed to be an unsubstantiated threat was scheduled to be carried out.
It's very calm. It's very orderly. You know, kids are happy and changing classes and learning. So I'm very pleased to walk through and see that.
Additional Bryan police officers have been present since the threat was received late last week by students who Brandon Webb says were immediately removed from the campus.
School is about learning and about order and education, and that anything that disrupts that, particularly of a violent nature, whether actual or threatened as some sort of a prank, will not be tolerated.
Bryan police posted on their Facebook page that a rumor of a gun found on the Bryan High campus is false. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included final action on new regulations restricting future stealth dorms and ag shacks to multifamily zoning districts unless developers get a conditional use permit for other residential areas. The council's supportive recommendations from the Planning and Zoning Commission drew praise from one of three public speakers. A regular speaker at the council meetings, Deborah Miller, says it's an excellent start.
I know it's not the finish, but after months of planning, I'm glad we're this far along, and I hope this comes up again in a few months with more fleshed out plans.
Future construction of what's officially called detached shared housing with a minimum of 4 bedrooms occupied by more than 2 people who are not related must have 1 off-street parking place per bedroom. No more than half the front yard can be paved, and at least 2 trees must be on the lot. Recommendations by 2 City of Bryan advisory boards about where smoking will be banned in parks have been endorsed by the City Council. Deputy Manager Hugh Walker said the Parks Board, which has been working on a ban since last July, had to make a modification after the city acquired the former Briarcrest Golf Course.
And as it reads, it says it shall be unlawful for any person to smoke tobacco products in any city park except for a municipal golf course. The board unanimously recommended that this move forward to the city council.
In addition to the smoking ban not applying at the golf course, smoking will continue at Lake Bryan at the request of the BTU board. No date was announced for when the ban will start at the remaining parks in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. Be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas, and that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come, fighting to give our veterans the support they need, fighting to reduce the size of government, fighting to improve our schools, and fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George B. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values, and he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George P. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George P. Bush campaign.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
I can tell you the sun is still up there. Unfortunately, we're not going to see it at all today, nor will we see it through the weekend. Lots of cloudiness for today. A couple of showers are possible this afternoon. Temperatures, well, they're going to have tendency to make their way up to about 65. I may see a few spots as warm as 70 today. Overnight, lows are going to drop down to cooler 45 to 50 with scattered showers. Rain for tomorrow, cooler 55 to 60, showers 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops got the big win last night, 85-80 over Florida, coming from behind. Also in the pool, the SEC championships, but Texas A&M men and women swimming and diving competing yesterday. Day two, we'll give you the results of that. And Rob says it doesn't feel like spring outside, but the spring sports are gearing up. Aggie softball will be in action this afternoon, as well as Aggie baseball. Coach Rob Childress previewing a little bit as the guys are coming off that World Series run last year.
I think it's important anytime you have a young team, we were able to break through and get that taste, but at the same time, it could be a blessing or a curse. And a lot of times young guys keep their head up and they look forward to getting back to that moment again, and they forget that they need to keep their head down and try to get a little bit better each day.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as Coach Joe Evans for over on softballs. We'll be kicking off the second weekend of the season. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, they're not kicking off. They're pitching out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, whatever that would be. All right, so we have a weather song this morning.
Ooh,
weather
song. Love songs.
Yeah, we have a weather song this morning based on the forecast and what Rob told us, There you go. It's called "The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore."
That's depressing.
It's a really old song.
I thought you were gonna play "Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone."
No, I play. This is a group called the Walker Brothers. This was a really big hit. It was a number one hit back in 1966.
Wow.
Yeah, the Walker Brothers. It's interesting because they're not brothers. And none of them were named Walker.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a catchy name.
Yeah. Sure. They went to Great Britain, and they had about three or four hit songs.
Cool.
But actually, Neil Diamond did this song, too. But anyway, the sun ain't going to shine anymore, but it really is. It just may not shine until, like, Tuesday.
Okay.
Did you see the sun yesterday?
Yes.
Yes,
I did.
Out for just a little while.
It was amazing.
Just a little. Yeah. Wow, I'm looking at the sun.
Look at this. It's still up there, you know.
It is.
You ever just sit and stare at the sun for like an hour?
No.
Probably not. Okay, so today is National Almond Day.
Yes.
So you are going to regale us with almond thoughts.
I like almonds.
Yeah.
Almond thoughts? No, you said we can get into this later.
Because
apparently you don't like almonds.
No, I do. I like almonds a lot, as a matter of fact. But you think about it, Blue Diamond, is that the company?
They do, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they've done a pretty good job of extending the brand
there. Sure.
Because it used to be that just almonds were out there.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
When did almonds become trendy?
Right. When did almonds become a thing?
Right.
Because now you can get, it's not as bad as the cereal aisle. It's not as bad as the potato chips aisle.
Talking about the nut aisle?
But it's getting close.
Yeah, you can stand there and look at the almonds and go, okay, what kind of almonds do I want?
Yeah, and I was going to say, not even, worrying about the cashews or the macadamia nuts. Yay. Just almonds have quite a few different flavors. Ways you can eat them, whether that's raw or roasted, salted or unsalted.
You can get some wasabi ones.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They've got the wasabi. They've got the Thai chili, which really sucked. there's some that are called smokehouse.
Chocolate
covered
almonds. Honey roasted, chocolate covered.
Oh, and now you want to go to chocolate covered instantly, see? Because here's the deal, and here's the reason why they're good, because they are pretty good for you.
Yeah. Heart healthy.
Yep. They're a good source of vitamin E. They can help you lower your cholesterol. Almonds can be stored for up to 2 years.
Forever.
Yeah. Long shelf life. So that helps out. So it makes you feel good about that.
Yeah.
Almond flour is gluten-free, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that it takes 1,000 pounds of almonds to make one pint of almond oil?
No.
Oh, wow, okay.
Chocolate manufacturers use around 40% of the world's total almonds to make delicious mouth-watering candy bars and stuff. Mm-hmm. The almond itself is misunderstood as a nut. It is rather a seed of a fruit.
Oh, really?
Yes, that grows on the almond tree. So
okay.
What do they do with all those almond shells, the husks?
Right.
We don't eat them.
No.
Actually, they feed them to cattle all over the world.
That was my next guess.
All right. And there are 30 varieties of almonds, but only
30.
But only 10 undergo production for consumption.
So okay. I had no idea it was a fruit. Do people eat the fruit?
No, it's a seed.
It's a seed.
Right, I know.
No,
well, that's what
husk?
I meant.
No, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they eat the husk outside. No, not at least I don't. But.
The almond is a species of tree native to the Middle East, the Indian subcontinent, and North Africa.
Now, do you remember that Tom Selleck got in trouble? Was that about 3 years ago?
Why? Because
he was diverting water during a drought to his almond.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom. He just really likes his almonds.
That's it. Well, he
wanted to make sure they were taken care of.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, I told you.
Well, and I drink almond milk.
Oh, now, see, then there's that.
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
I actually have never cooked with almond oil before. It's usually pretty expensive, so that makes sense that it takes that many.
You know why? Because it takes 1,000 pounds to do that.
Yeah. And almond milk's not expensive?
It's not too bad. No.
So you can tell you're drinking almond milk?
Yeah. I mean, so I put it in my coffee. I don't,
or
eat it with my cereal.
This is a wonderful glass of almond milk.
I'm not like, ooh, I'm going to have a cold glass of almond milk. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had just a glass of milk just to have one.
Right, yeah. And so, I found a really good brand that doesn't have a lot of preservatives in it. And so, yeah, I like my good old almond milk.
There you go. A nice tall glass of milk.
Yeah. Because it is a little, it definitely has, it's not a different consistency. I mean, it's liquid, but definitely a kind of a different taste.
Different mouthfeel?
Kind of, yep.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
I got you.
But in my coffee, I mean, I don't notice anything different.
Because you don't want to spoil it with the taste of Cheerios or anything that swill.
The other thing is almond milk has a much longer shelf life than regular milk.
Ah.
So if you have an issue with, you know, maybe you're, especially for me, like as a single person, I would never be able to go through a whole gallon of milk before it started to expire.
Okay.
And so, but almond
milk.
They
come in smaller containers.
Yeah, that's why I buy half gallons.
I know. I'm just saying almond milk lasts a lot longer.
But that's not good, though, because it means it's not fresh.
No.
It's not made with the real stuff.
Probably doesn't matter that much. Hey, I told you we'd find out about the county commissioners.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we did.
Of course
there you go.
Did.
There are no requirements for any elected official, unfortunately.
Oh.
That's so weird.
Attendance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Which is interesting because if you're in the board of directors of an organization, quite often they do have in their bylaws that you need to attend, you know, X number of meetings.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, so there you go. So, hey, happy year of the dog.
Yeah.
Like Gung Hei Fat Choi.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
That's what that means.
Yep.
Yep. It's the year of the dog.
I'm sure it's pronounced just the way you pronounced it.
Yeah,
I'm a dragon.
Any doubt. You're a dragon. Okay.
Yep.
I'm a tiger. Do you know what you are, Zach?
I have no
idea. Probably a muskrat.
Come on.
What? Year of the muskrat.
No, they do have a year of the rat. I don't know about
year of.
Well, say Chinese New Year.
So what year were you born?
Year of the horse.
What year of the horse? You are the horse?
You are a horse?
You are a horse?
Yeah, I'm a horse.
Good for you.
A horse,
right.
Of course.
So there you go. Well, yeah, which is good because now, just so you know, that today, I guess, is the beginning of the year of the dog.
Okay.
Because, you know, is everybody going to be writing year of the rooster on their check, you know?
Yeah. I always liked, you know, you go eat at a Chinese place and they have a little, like, placemat and it would tell you what they all meant.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, while we're talking about placemats and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Good
segue.
Thank you. General Tso's chicken is an American invention.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, it's fried. It makes sense.
Well, sure.
Well, I think
exactly.
They do fried stuff over there.
They do fried rice.
Well, but since it's breaded and stir-fried, I mean, you'd have to think so. But turns out that a Chinese chef named something went from Taiwan to New York City in the early 1970s and opened a restaurant called Ping's,
okay,
on 44th Street, close to the UN. And Henry Kissinger first visited and became a regular there. And the dish was first mentioned in the New York Times in 1977.
Oh, that's pretty recent.
Yes. Exactly. He was pretty. He's pretty inventive in some of the stuff that he did, and this was one of them.
Okay.
Made a ton out of that.
I'm a big fan. I think it's delicious.
It worked out fine.
Yeah.
It's just remember, It's American. You're eating American, basically fast food.
Yeah, well,
as long as it tastes good, I don't care.
All right, so if you're born, if you're born this year, you're a dog, means you're brave, forthright, friendly, honest, clever, courageous, trustworthy, kind, loyal to your friends, and you like getting things right, and if they're wrong, making them right.
Oh, okay.
You have a strong sense of justice. Being loyal, they do not practice things like job hopping. They perform their tasks with a high regard to their superiors.
What about the horse? I want to know about the horse.
Well, wait till it becomes a horse's year, and then we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, or go Google it.
Dogs do well with people who were born in the years of the tiger, the rabbit, the horse, and do not pair well with snakes or sheep.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of people who are famous dog people, among them Donald Trump. So there you go.
Ah, okay.
So I was born in the year of the dog. I'm a dog.
Exactly. So anyhow, and then there's a bunch of Chinese traditions, but you know we're not celebrating it. Here's your trivia question.
Okay.
What year is it? Do you know what Chinese year it is?
Oh.
Yeah, 4716. Where did they come up with that?
4716.
How would you know?
More than doubled our counting.
They've been around a long time. I'm just saying, how do you know that? Just say it to somebody and they'll go, okay, sure, okay, that's probably right.
Yeah.
All right, 721.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M Class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Do you have an aging loved one or a relative who requires special care? On Saturday, February 24th, join First Baptist Bryan as we host our second annual Caregivers Conference. This all-day conference is a great opportunity for you to come learn more about how you can take better care of your loved one and yourself. Multiple experts will be on hand to lead breakout sessions in a variety of topics related to aging. For more information and to register for this year's Caregivers Conference, visit our website at fbcbryan.org/caregivers.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount. One available. Ends February 28th.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a strange story. There's a guy named Scott Pruitt. You know who Scott Pruitt is? Nah. He's the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay.
EPA. So officials at the EPA tell Politico that their administrator, Scott Pruitt, faced profanities and confrontations while traveling after controversy surrounding his use of first-class flights. The EPA Office of Criminal Enforcement said that Pruitt was approached in the airport several times with people yelling profanities at him at the airport.
Oh.
We felt that based on the recommendation from the team leader, the special agent in charge, it would be better suited to have him in business or first class away from the close proximity of those individuals who were approaching him and being extremely rude and yelling cuss words at him.
Oh.
Man.
Tough job.
I guess so, and it's the EPA. What are you doing to our environment? And they start yelling bad words at him.
How do they know him? Who he is?
I don't know.
But those are supposed to be nice people.
I know.
They care about the environment, other people, care about feelings.
I'm not sure what that's all about, but nonetheless. Okay. Hey, congratulations to Trevor DeForest.
Oh.
Trevor DeForest of Maquoketa or something like that,
yeah.
Iowa, who won the national title as best grocery bagger in the nation.
Nice.
They had the competition in Vegas on Feb 12. I got to focus.
I can tell you who. There's a lot that won't win.
I understand. The competition has the baggers using 3 reusable grocery bags.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, just as a note from the Infomaniacs.
Sure.
If you use those reusable grocery bags.
Wash them.
Every once in a while. Just go ahead and do that.
Wash them.
You know, because after all.
Because they get yucky.
You need to wash them.
Yeah.
That plum in the bottom may have squished a little bit.
Yeah, you may think you're, you know, saving the environment and being healthy.
Yeah, it may not be working out.
You're really just a germ carrier.
So here's it. The competition was they used the 3 reusable grocery bags to put in 35 commonly purchased items.
Okay.
The baggers were then graded on their speed of bagging,
whew,
the weight distribution among the bags.
Oh, that's important.
Yep.
And as they call it, proper item arrangement.
Don't be putting the bread in there with the cans.
Don't be doing that.
See, I try to arrange my items on the belt.
Yeah.
For them.
Oh,
yeah, that's
to
smart
you.
Too.
Yep. Listen to you.
Yeah, yeah. I try to do
produce
that.
Produce together.
Yeah.
Make sure
things.
That the barcode's down.
Oh, I never do that. I've never done that.
What do you got to do? You got to find the barcode, scan it. Come on.
Yeah.
You're not even talking to me because you ask me how I'm doing and then you don't even listen. So anyway.
Oh, poor Scott.
Ask me how I'm doing. Yeah.
Somebody show Scott some love at the grocery-torium.
So now Trevor, who works at the Fairway grocery store, is an assistant manager there. After 21 years.
Wow.
He only made assistant
you better
manager.
Win. Yeah, that's true, too.
He said, I was 14. I got hired, actually, by my dad, who was the manager at the store at the time. Wait a minute.
Why.
It's all politics.
Got a little nepotism thing going on here. Anyway, first prize in $10,000. Not bad.
So, wow, how do you decide that? I'm going to go to the grocery bagging contest in Vegas.
Well, hey, if you're there in the grocery bagging competition breaks out.
Yeah, true.
Do you have cheering sections? Is it like the Price is Right?
Go,
or you have
go.
A group who yells
No, not
you?
The apples.
No. Oh, he just messed up.
No.
I would love to do commentary for that.
Well, go have a look on
play
video.
Play by play. Maybe they have a gig open.
There may be some YouTube. Again, it's the grocery bag competition. We'll see if we can come up with that in the next half hour for you. All right. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. I was about to tell you it's going to be cloudy all day, but there's the sun right there. There it is. 20% chance of showers today, about 68. Down to 60 and a little bit of wind shift on Saturday, so the winds will be out of the north. And but the temps again will be nice. It's just generally we'll have cloudy skies out there. Sunday we're looking at 71. It'll be 77 on Monday, which is Washington's birthday, President's Day. A lot of folks have that day off, huh? And then Tuesday, we're looking at 74 as well. But the chances of rain elevate to 60% at that time. Right now, the winds are out of the west at 3. We've got some overcast out there, but the sun's shining right now, and it's 65.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
President Trump has been clear about what has to be in an immigration bill to get him to sign it. He calls them the 4 pillars. One is Trump wants funding for the border wall. Number 2, he wants an end to the diversity lottery. And 3, he wants to end chain migration. And finally, he wants Congress to come up with a DACA fix to provide a path to citizenship for 1.8 million children brought here illegally. The Senate is now debating immigration, but instead of working toward what the president wants, a group of centrists calling themselves the Common Sense Coalition have come up with a bill that ignores Trump's pillars It doesn't end chain migration or the often abused diversity lottery. Now, we've been down this road before. Under Bush 43, the so-called Gang of Eight came up with an immigration bill that was so bad, it was so weak, the House never even bothered to vote on it. Polling data shows 70% of Americans want immigration fixed. Polls taken right after the State of the Union address revealed overwhelming support for Trump's approach. But if Senate centrists and liberals stay on this path to failure, there will not be an immigration bill or a DACA fix. And they'll deserve all the blame that can be heaped on them for failing America once again. Unless they get their new voters registered, i.e. illegal immigrants, the left isn't going to go for it. This is the Say No Coalition.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, I want to take a moment to talk about the special bond shared by neighbors. Those of you who own land out in the country know that a trustworthy neighbor is a true blessing, and what they say counts. That's why my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are so proud of this fact. 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Lean over your fence, ask your neighbor about their Mahindra, ask about Mahindra's industry-leading powertrain warranty, outstanding performance, tough built products, and knowledgeable dealers. And there's never been a better time to join the satisfied owners who have made Mahindra the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:33 at 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. When is a park not a park? When it involves a new smoking ban in the city of Bryan. The city council this week approved recommendations by two advisory boards. Deputy Manager Hugh Walker explained why the BTU board did not want the ban at Lake Bryan.
By ordinance, Lake Bryan is not considered a park. It's a utility lake that's beneficial to the utility and not necessarily a park. It's a benefit that we get to use as recreational, but it's certainly not a park as defined by city ordinance.
But the ban will apply to all but one of the city's remaining parks. The council agreed with the Parks Board to allow smoking at the city golf course. No date was announced for when the ban will start at the remaining locations. After 14 months of research meetings and public hearings, the city of Bryan now has regulations regarding what's officially known as detached shared housing. More commonly known as stealth dorms and ag shacks, they will require a conditional use permit in all residential areas except multifamily. The structures, which have a minimum of 4 bedrooms and occupied by more than 2 unrelated people, must have 1 off-street parking place per bedroom. There's also a requirement that no more than half the front yard can be paved, and at least 2 trees must be on the lot. One of 3 speakers during this week's city council public hearing, Patrick Giamalva, said called on enforcing current and future stealth dorms as apartments.
They need on-site management. Everybody that is in the rental business knows that you cannot rent a place and live out of town. If you rent a place, you have to have somebody there to take care of it.
No one on the council discussed the suggestion before approving the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations on a 6-0 vote. A member of the McLennan County County Commission in Waco has now missed 16 meetings in a row. The Waco Tribune Herald reports Lester Gibson has attended 23 of the last 58 meetings. Gibson, who has paid more than $96,000 a year, last attended a meeting last September. The Texas Department of Public Safety is reversing plans to lay off more than 100 older state troopers as a means of hitting mandated budget cuts. DPS Director Steve McCraw said in a memo sent to employees yesterday that the agency won't move forward with the reduction in force. That follows backlash by troopers and lawmakers. The layoffs targeted formerly retired Texas troopers who were rehired. They had returned to the job under a program that was originally launched in response to struggles to recruit new members to the state's police force. McCraw said in a memo that state leaders gave the okay to use other funds to cover the troopers' salaries. Before, during, and after the mass shooting at a high school in Florida, there's been an increased security presence at Bryan High School. That's after the school district notified police last week of a threat that was supposed to be carried out yesterday. Bryan ISD's communications director, Brandon Webb, spent part of yesterday afternoon on the campus.
What I see is people worried about homework and grades and exams and not about their safety. And that's very encouraging to me as a parent and as an employee as well.
Webb says the students who were involved in the threat that was made last week were immediately removed from campus.
Whether actual or threatened as some sort of a prank will not be tolerated and will be dealt with extraordinarily swiftly and to the fullest extent that we and the law enforcement community we work hand in hand with have within our capability.
Bryan police continue their investigation of what Webb described was an unsubstantiated threat. BPD also posted on their Facebook page that a rumor of a gun found on the Bryan High campus is false. A Navasota junior high school student was removed from a classroom yesterday after bringing a pellet gun to school. According to a letter posted on Navasota ISD's Facebook page by Superintendent Stu Musick, a classmate notified administrators of the weapon. Administrators and the district school resource officers found the pellet gun in a backpack. The letter did not explain what happened to the student who was removed from the classroom. Campaign season is upon us, and political signs are already decorating our local roadways. But Bob Caldwell from TxDOT's Bryan District Office says poor placement of a sign can be illegal.
It is illegal to place any signs on or within the right-of-way. This includes posting signs on trees, telephone poles, traffic signs, or other objects on the right-of-way.
Caldwell says they have already removed some signs.
TxDOT will remove it without prior notice, and all costs associated with the sign removal will be paid for by the sign owner.
Caldwell says if you're concerned about a sign, you can call their maintenance office at 778-8054, and they'll come take a look. Again, that number is 778-8054. After the U.S. Senate rejected a fourth attempt at immigration reform, Senator John Cornyn of Texas chastised Democrats for not coming up with a plan to fix DACA regulations.
The very folks who shut down the government over this issue have failed to come forward with a plan that they have produced.
President Trump's latest proposal called for creating a 10 to 12 year path to citizenship for Dreamers. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 65 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security. priority surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The pool guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the pool guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the pool guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the pool guy.
Good morning. It's 741, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Considerable cloudiness yet again today. It'll be breezy. There's going to be temperatures between 65 and 70 this morning, and that's where they're going to stay through the afternoon. Watch for a shower or two as well. Scattered showers possible tonight, turning cooler. The nighttime lows 45 to 50. Rainy, cooler tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Rain tapers off to scattered showers tomorrow night, a low of 50. Cloudy with the chance of showers on Sunday, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of Aggie athletics going on over this weekend. Last night, Aggie women's basketball got the win over Florida 85-80. Today, it's going to be Aggie softball in action as well as Aggie baseball, which will be kicking off the regular season or pitching out the regular season, I should say. That's according to Scott. And then on the pool, men's and women's swimming and diving teams participating in the SEC championships. Of course, men's basketball tomorrow. So there's just a whole bunch of stuff. We'll touch on all of it coming up in sports.
All right. So while I was reading the weather, it's 7:25 or whatever. The sun came out.
The sun will come out.
There you
tomorrow.
And actually today. And we can still see it. I mean, it's partly cloudy skies right there. So there's a whole other thing.
Someone literally just texted in. What is the bright yellow thing going up in the sky?
Exactly. Now get this.
No, we don't have a window. No.
This is scary. The polar vortex.
Oh, no.
Polar vortex.
Has just split into a double vortex.
Oh.
You know what that means? That means meteorological weirdness is likely headed our way.
No.
So just.
Has it split before?
I'm sure it has. Mashable.com says one piece of the polar vortex is sliding southwest out of the Arctic.
That sounds dangerous.
And into Western Canada and the Pacific Northwest and the U.S., where frigid conditions and above-average snowfall is favored for the next few weeks.
No!
I'm sorry to tell you that. Now, the other part, spinning out and over Eurasia, but we don't care because that's a long way off. So what does this mean for us? Because we don't care what happens to the weather in the rest of the world. We care about U.S. America. Along the East Coast. Well, that's a bunch of Yankees.
Yeah, we don't care about that. They don't count.
Let me see. Spring thaw with temperatures as much as 20 to 25 degrees Fahrenheit above average for this time of year, but also a higher possibility for snow. Well, how can it be both? How can it be both? How can you have 20 to 25 degrees warmer than average and more snow possibilities? Anyway, ski areas in the western part of the country, particularly the northern Rockies, could see heavy snowfall. So,
wow.
For all you snow people, you got that. All right, so I went to look up the grocery bagger thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and we did have a competitor from Texas there.
Oh, really?
Name is Jonathan McGuire. He's from Amarillo.
Nice.
So he was there.
But he didn't win.
He didn't win first. He may have won second, which is worth like $5,000.
Okay.
And the top three finishers after that get $1,000. But it was not an easy trek for Jonathan to make it all the way to Las Vegas. You see, he had to win three different competitions just to get to Vegas. First one was for the United Market Street. That's the place where he works, okay? Now, I think these are United Stores, which are a big deal out in West Texas. Okay, so after winning that, Jonathan was among 17 who went to the Amarillo Regional Battle of the Baggers. That's
Battle
what it's called.
Of Battle of the Baggers.
Now, he won that by filling four well-distributed sacks in 72 seconds. He got $300 for that.
Wow.
And he was accurately dubbed as the Secretariat of Sackers. Well, that sent him to the statewide competition in Lubbock in September. Hey, Bryan College Station, could we not have like a state sackers contest
here? We need to have one.
Let's get with the convention and whatever they call themselves now.
Experience BCS.
See if we could get that.
Chelsea already said that we have no chance.
All right.
No. She was talking mad smack.
Well, here's the way it happens once they get to Las Vegas, okay? It all started at 5 o'clock on Monday when McGuire and the others were confronted with 30 to 38 items from soup cans to eggs to bread to tomato paste. In virtually all the same setup, and the contestant had 2 minutes to finish. And then, of course, they got extra points for speed. Weight distribution was critical, with more points being awarded for the closest, heaviest, and the lightest sacks as well. So, there you go. I know.
I looked up some of the YouTube videos of the big championship in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks there. People made shirts.
Did they?
Everything else,
Now, listen, here's the deal. The first Best Bagger contest was held in 1987 in Dallas.
Oh, wow. Hey, so it started here.
It did. It was called the Texas-Oklahoma Checkout Shootout.
Checkout Shootout.
Featured two contestants and former NFL quarterback Terry Bradshaw as the MC.
Really? Oh, man, I'd love to see an old
video of that. What was
Terry
Bradshaw doing in 1983? Well, first, he had hair, and second, he was the...
At the checkout shootout.
He was the MC for the checkout shootout.
That's awesome.
I suppose so. Hey, in case you weren't with us earlier this morning, Sunday is Drink Wine Day. And a Saturday is Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Okay.
And you don't need to...
Maybe you should bring someone a bottle of wine.
Well, there you go.
Drink wine on Sunday.
That's it. Got a two-for-one thing going on right there. You know, we have not had a Kardashian story
in like days. Forever. I know.
It appears the Kardashian scandal now goes to Kendall Jenner?
Correct.
Okay. Who is accused of breaking up Blake Griffin's
and
happy
I
life.
I know.
Oh, well, you did and you didn't share?
Well, I just read about it this morning.
Oh, Us Weekly.
Apparently his ex-fiance is suing him.
Listen to that. Has filed documents claiming that no kidding, traded it in for a new model. Oh, man.
Yeah, he also has two kids with this other woman, and apparently they were engaged, and now she's suing him for, you know, basically flaunting his relationship with Kendall Jenner after they broke
this
up.
This is terrible.
I know. And Kendall's usually the one who kind of stays out of the spotlight. But didn't he get traded to, Detroit or something?
Yeah, well,
anyway?
That's what happens. So, he got traded to Detroit, and now he's misbehaving.
I'm counting on the Kardashians. Well, the Kardashians are the reason probably why he got traded.
Yeah, Kardashian curse.
It's got to be.
Even though she's technically half of one.
All right. God, but, I hate that.
I know.
We haven't even done any. We'll have time for Olympic news maybe next hour.
And some other Hollywood news that we have
please.
To get around today.
Oh, all
Jennifer
right.
Aniston. Single once
yes
again.
Right after she celebrated her birthday
I just hate that
three years of marriage
I
to Justin
thought they would last
and
I
Justin
really
Theroux
did.
Can like
Justin who
Theroux.
Justin Theroux. Theroux he can like break dance and stuff
really
she must be impossible because how I just don't understand how she can't
high
stay in a relationship
high maintenance.
Well I mean I think Brad kind of had a little bit. Angelina had a little bit to do with that.
Well,
that last breakup there, but apparently she was cozying up to Pharrell Williams just days before the announcing shock split.
Apparently they're gonna stay. They're very good friends.
Sure they are.
So it does sound amicable.
Okay.
But.
Well, y'all talk among yourselves. We'll get back.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like Auto Connect drive-over mower deck, Quick Park loader, iMatch quick hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, our United Advantage service plan is included. The first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offers end 2/28/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Tract Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Tract Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Tract Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
The death of a child can end a marriage. A high percentage of couples who lose children get divorced. The reasons for that are no surprise. The grief each parent feels is so deep and so personal, it's hard for them to come together as a couple, even if they've been married for years. Christian music artist Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife Mary Beth are proof of that. They were inside their home while their three young daughters were playing outside in the backyard. About that time, their teenage son was returning home in the family SUV. He couldn't see that one of his little sisters was running to greet him. Accidentally, he struck her and killed her. Stephen Curtis and Mary Beth's grief was so agonizingly deep that it could have ended their otherwise happy 25-year marriage. But it didn't, because they refused to turn on each other. They turned toward each other and worked through their pain together. They entered marriage counseling and invested in their marriage to keep the surviving family members together. If your child has been taken from you, let your marriage be a reason that you feel the strength to carry on. You'll need a lot of support from your family, your church, maybe even from professionals. But don't let a loss take the rest of your family, too. Survive the darkness together, and you'll build a family that will one day thrive again. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. Well, it wasn't easy, but 17th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball pulled off the win last night, rallying past Florida 85-80. Here's Coach Gary Blair following the victory.
When you can win a ball game and not play your best, I think it says a lot for this team. We knew this was a trap game coming off a heartbreaking loss at LSU, and no matter what you say to the kids, they're looking forward to Mississippi State. But we're not good enough to look past anyone, particularly in the SEC. But the poise our kids had, when I could see Hillsman just wasn't Hillsman tonight, when we went small ball, I thought that was the difference right there.
Freshman Kennedy Carter scored 28 points for the Aggs, who clinched their 13th straight 20-win season. Now for the Aggie men, they'll look to bounce back from a 62-58 loss to Missouri when they head to Arkansas tomorrow to take on the Razorbacks. The Maroon and White have just one SEC road win this year, and that came against then 8th-ranked Auburn on February 7th. Tip-off against the Hogs is tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW. In the pool, the second-ranked Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team has extended its lead following day two of the SEC championships. Meanwhile, the 11th-ranked guys have fallen from first to third in the team standings.
On the diamond, 11th-ranked Aggie baseball kicks off the season tonight against Rhode Island. Coach Rob Childress and the guys are fresh off a trip to the College World Series and looking to go back again.
I think it's important anytime you have a young team, we were able to break through and get that taste, but at the same time, it could be a blessing or a curse. And a lot of times young guys keep their head up and they look forward to getting back to that moment again, and they forget, you know, that they need to keep their head down and try to get a little bit better each day. But our leadership has done a good job keeping the team in the moment and trying to get better with each practice and, you know, taking it, you know, the first challenge at a time. And certainly Rhode Island presents a big one for us this weekend.
First pitch is sent for 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, 6th-ranked Aggie softball kicks off the Texas A&M Invitational this afternoon against Butler. Coach Joe Evans says there will be some talented teams competing in town this weekend.
It's a good field. You know, we're excited about the teams coming in. Tulsa in particular is really tough, and last year had every chance in the world to knock Oklahoma out of the NCAA tournament and just couldn't quite get it done, but certainly had all the chances. And we have a lot of respect for them. Butler does a great job in their conference. They play postseason and really well coached. And then Iowa returns Marla Looper, who used to coach at Texas for many years and does a really nice job at Iowa. So it's fun to see some new faces, new teams to play against, and it's always the same for us.
First pitch against Butler is at 3 o'clock with a game against Tulsa to follow immediately afterwards. Coverage for both games will be on Willie 1550. Don Carter, the owner who was instrumental in bringing the NBA to Dallas with the expansion Mavericks in 1980, has died at age 84. Carter co-founded the franchise with Norm Sanju, the club's first president, but sold majority interest to Ross Perot Jr. in 1996. The Dallas Stars try to bounce back from a 6-0 loss to Vancouver on Sunday when they take the ice against the St. Louis Blues this evening. The puck drops at 7:30 at the American Airlines Center. And another day at the Pyeongchang Games has rolled but no medals for the U.S. American Michaela Schifrin was unable to become the first skier to successfully defend an Olympic gold in the slalom, placing fourth in the event. The 22-year-old was fresh off a gold in the giant slalom. Now the U.S. currently has a total medal count of 8, 11 behind later Norway. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder. It's got third row seating, just $289 a month. Payment $289 a month, third row seating. You can fit the whole family in there. Again, a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder at Team Ford of Navasota. Head south on Highway 6 from College Station. They are right there off the highway. You can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent, grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Well, I know you had a lot of stuff in the sports, but you didn't mention the NBA All-Star Game this weekend. They got the three-point competition. They got the slam dunk competition. And the music acts are going to be out of this world.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Who?
I don't know. We'll
I haven't looked yet. All right. Tease.
British woman won $165,000 playing bingo.
Nice.
After she took her mom's ashes to the game in an urn. Yeah.
Oh.
8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.
Unsanitary.
Yeah.